This is Grand Finale, co-host of the Drive Time Radio Show, and you are listening to WGXC Agra, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
This is the Campbell Hudson Radio Group. We are excited to be a part of the WGXC radio family. It's fun and entertaining. We enjoy interviewing guests, and we like being around Tom Rowe showing us the ropes. Most of the voices you hear on WGXC began as novices, with nothing more than a desire to share music or ideas with listeners. As a result of listener support, WGXC is now a framework by which volunteer programmers become radio makers, and local community continues to grow and knowledge of itself. Quote, while programs give freely of their time to make radio listener-supported, radio is not free. It costs $10,000 every month to keep WGXC on the air. Please pledge what you can to keep the airwaves alive with the voices of your neighbors and friends in Columbia and Greene counties. To pledge, go to WGXC.org.
Do you enjoy the arts, have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Christopher Lee Brothers Plumbing and Heating of Albany, wishing everyone a joyous holiday season and happy new year. Red Carpet Service and Solutions since 1939. Information at CRISBRO.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Christopher Funkhauser and Amy Huffnagel in the Hudson Valley, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
This is a red alert. Please remain calm. Every precaution will be taken for your protection. Keep your radio tuned to this place on the dial throughout the alert period for information. Telephone service to your home may be cut off to permit military and civil defense authorities to carry out vital operations. Take shelter in your basement or in your nearest shelter area. If you can plug in your radio in the basement, take it with you. Use a portable radio set if you have one. Otherwise, turn up the volume of your radio so that you can hear it in the basement. Keep calm. Don't lose your head. This station will continue to stay on the air throughout the alert period to bring you authentic information and official instructions. Refuse to listen to unauthorized rumors or broadcasts. This is your official broadcast.
In accordance with the authority vested in me, I hereby declare a emergency to exist.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I am here, and I'm also from Hudson.
And Bound by Books airs weekly on WGXC. And we talk about surprise books, books we love,
books we hate,
and bookish things. And that's what we're going to do today. And I'm excited to have Amelia with me here this week. Amelia.
It's been such a long time.
Amelia didn't want to say her age at the start of the show. I heard you falter. You're like, should I say my age? Because I'm an adult now.
I forgot that part. I haven't been here a long time. I forgot the intro.
But Amelia was a Bound by Books co-host for many years. I haven't done the math, but possibly the longest running co-host I've had so far, because you joined in May of 2017. So May 1st, 2017 was your first show. And I think you stayed on until maybe like 2022. Can't remember.
Yeah, because I was here when we started doing this through Zoom. So
yeah,
definitely at least into 2020.
Yeah. But yeah, so we've talked about many, many books on the radio for many years. And Bound by Books has been on the radio since February of 2011, which means just like the radio station, Bound by Books is turning 13 this month. Hooray, we're teenagers. And WGXC's Winter 2024 Pledge Drive is taking place now through February 29th, celebrating 13 years of WGXC. We're calling it Lucky 13, hoping to get the luck coming in to support WGXC. And we're continuing to build a base of monthly sustaining donors to the station. Donors such as myself who donate monthly to WGXC to help build a sustainable foundation of support for the station to keep WGXC, all the great community radio shows, voices, music on the air for 13 more years. We want to become 26-year-olds on WGXC. So we're hoping listeners out there will join us in supporting WGXC, make a recurring donation. Or to make a one-time gift, you can visit wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400 to pledge your support of Creative Community Radio for Open Ears. Again, that's wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400. But we are so grateful to WGXC for keeping space on the airwaves for youth voices, such as my usual hosts of Bound by Books and the Amelia of the past. for other youth radio shows on WGXC as well, like Clubhouse Radio is one of our Friday friends here on the radio dial. So Amelia, what do you remember about your time with Bound by Books? What are some of your favorite memories, or what did you get out of it as a participant on the radio?
I remember the one time I did a show on my own.
Yeah.
Like, vividly.
I remember listening to that. I'm always impressed by you guys. So basically the one time you didn't talk with me about books.
No, I talked to myself about books.
Yeah.
I just remember that because it was, like, really new and kind of cool, but also, like, scary.
Yeah, and currently we do our radio show virtually since the pandemic forced us to do it, and then it became convenient when some of our members moved away or weren't able to like walk to the station. It just made it easier, so we've been doing these radio shows online instead of in the studio. But Amelia experienced both studios because you started off when we were at the Columbia Street. Remember when the train used to come by?
I remember when the train used to come by. Yeah.
You could hear it on the radio. It never sounded as loud as it actually did in the studio, but it was very hard to ignore when you're doing a radio show on a train.
And that was back when we did it like live too. So
yeah,
there's no way to cut it out or edit it beforehand.
Yeah, exactly. No, you can't just be like, let's wait for that to go by and just have some dead train air for a little bit. Yeah, and then we moved to the studio at where it is currently at First Presbyterian Church on the ground floor there. And we were there until COVID hit. And we moved online. But over the years, we've talked about a lot of books. I'm wondering, now that you're an adult, what are some books that you remember most fondly from like your tween or teen years? And I already know what's your least fond.
Oh, I know what my least fond is too. It's still Old Man and the Sea. That book was terrible. But my favorite books from like my tween and teen years. God, these aren't exactly tween and teen years. These are more like childhood years. But I vividly remember like the Rainbow Magic series with the fairies. Obsessed with them. And of course, Wings of Fire.
Yes, of course.
Which is still ongoing, I think.
Yes, very popular. And what we didn't mention is Amelia actually now works at the library with me, which is very cool, but was helping look through some donated books recently. And there was like brand new, beautiful copies of Wings of Fire. And Amelia was like, it's like, you're like, I already have them, but this is so exciting that they're brand new and so clean.
So nice to see them.
Yeah. Whoever donated those, you brought great joy to Amelia on that day. Yeah. And whoever is going to get them from the library book sale. But yeah, I feel like one of the books I remember reading and talking with you about, well, a couple of them were Battle of the Books books. One that I think is an amazing book is Unwind by Neil Schusterman. And somehow, that's really more of a teen book, but somehow it was in the middle grade battle, I believe. And it's totally fine for middle grade readers that are, I think, mature enough to read it, but it's a pretty disturbing book.
The funny thing is, it's a very typical dystopia up until that one chapter that freaks everyone out.
Yes, it's the one chapter that's the most disturbing thing I've probably maybe ever read in a book.
Yeah,
but very effective, and like it was that year, it was like everybody's favorite book because it's just such a good book. But I remember being like, whoa. And all of you too were like, I can't believe that chapter. Oh, and then Nimona was another favorite.
Nimona. And that recently got a movie on Netflix.
Yeah, I think it got nominated for an Oscar, maybe. I can't remember. It got nominated for some big award recently for animated feature. That's cool. I thought it was very good, both the book and the movie. But yeah, we've had a lot of chats over the years about books. Little Bound by Books history for our listeners. The station launched in like mid to late February. I can't remember the exact date, in 2011. And Bound by Books was on the air on Monday, February 28th, 2011 was our first radio show. And it was me and Quinn Gunter, who is from Haines Falls. And we discussed Grimm fairy tales on the first episode.
That's like so perfectly classic too.
Yeah, I can't remember which ones we talked about, and I don't know if I have a recording for that show to go back to. I'd have to see if I have that one still in there.
The lost media of Bound by Books.
Yeah, I have a lot of recordings of the show. I have most of them. I have some gaps. It takes up so much space on my computer. It's like my computer would have so much drive space if it wasn't for Bound by Books, but we have a half hour show every week for 13 years. It takes up a lot of space, but it's worth it. It's the best. I love Bound by Books. It brings me great joy, and I hope it brings our listeners great joy too, and the other participants as well. But before we dive into talking about like a current book we're reading, I'm curious, since our first show ever on Bound by Books was a discussion of fairy tales, I wonder what your favorite fairy tale is.
It's always been Beauty and the Beast. For as long as I can remember, it has always been Beauty and the Beast.
Is it based on the story or the movie or both?
Mostly off the Disney movie, I will admit. Mostly
that's fair. Movie. They've taken over fairy tales, so it's fair.
Oh, yeah. Disney totally has.
I was thinking about this the other day. I really love, I've been reading some Grimm fairy tales that Wanda Gogg wrote, or like did a version of. And she does both the classic ones that everybody knows and then some more obscure ones. And I really love reading the obscure ones. They're not necessarily my favorite stories, but they're so weird. And it's just interesting reading them and then trying to figure out how they could become, like, could these become the classic, like, children's tales where they get a little watered down and I don't know. But one of my favorites of the, like, classic fairy tales, I think, is Hansel and Gretel. And I think it's in part because it doesn't just have, like, a shiny ending where they become, like, a princess or, like, they mm-hmm. find true love. It's just, like, they don't get eaten. Like,
yeah.
It's a very simple ending. But it's also interesting, that one's never been Disney-ified, I don't think.
No, it hasn't. But weird. DreamWorks has taken Hansel and Gretel, I'm pretty sure, for, like, the Shrek series and stuff like that.
Okay. But yeah, I think that's one of my favorites. I also like Rumpelstiltskin, even though, I don't like it when it's just, like, the princess or the queen gets her way at the end. But Rumpelstiltskin's such a funny character. I can't remember. Is that one a Grimm fairy tale? I think it is.
I don't know. I think I feel like everything is a Grimm fairy tale.
I sometimes get confused on what's Grimm and what's Hans Christian Andersen, what's other.
Well, I know The Little Mermaid is Hans Christian Andersen.
But anyways, before we dive into talking about current reads, I'm just going to remind our listeners out there that we're in the WGXC Winter 2024 Pledge Drive, taking place now through February 29th. And we are continuing to build a base of monthly sustaining donors. We hope you'll join us in contributing whatever amount you choose on a monthly basis, helping us form a sustainable funding source for WGXC to stay on the air for many years to come. This year, we're celebrating 13 years of WGXC and 13 years of Bound by Books. And we hope you'll join us in supporting WGXC either with a recurring donation or a one-time gift. You can visit wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 to pledge your support. Again, that's 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. And thank you to all of our sustaining supporters, our donors, our hosts and co-hosts on all the different shows, all of the volunteer programmers, staff at WGXC for helping keep WGXC going all these years. It's a really special station we have here in Columbia and Greene counties. And wherever else you can hear us. I know there's people that listen from all over online, or sometimes it stretches down into, like, Dutchess or up into Rensselaer. And I don't know. I can't remember how far east it goes. Does it cross the border? I don't know. But anyways, I want to chat with Amelia a little bit about what you've been reading.
I'm still working my way through, like, Christmas gift books right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of which are actually art books this year. So it's, like, semi-reading, semi-looking at pictures. I bought this for my dad, actually, but I have a book called Bowie, an Illustrated History. But I have also been reading it because I'm a big fan of David Bowie.
Okay, I was wondering if it was a David Bowie.
Yeah, ever since I first saw the movie Labyrinth, I've been kind of obsessed with him.
Yeah.
So
you're not alone. Yeah.
Before I knew him as Bowie, little me knew him as Jareth the Goblin King, but it's however you're introduced to Bowie is however you're introduced to Bowie. So I have a book that is like an illustrated history of him, but really it's like a lot of pictures, so I don't know what they consider illustrated, but it works.
Picture
so many pictures of him throughout his career, and it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I've been working through. And also, I literally noticed this morning. This wasn't a gift for me, but as I was walking over to the coffee table to, like, join in the radio show, I was like, what's this? And we have a book called Van Gogh, The Complete Paintings.
Oh,
which is exactly what it sounds like. It is all the paintings of Vincent Van Gogh in a book that is, like, surprisingly thick, like, up over 700 words. Or 700 pages, I mean.
Yeah, he painted a lot.
Words is actually very small. But 700 pages. So I do assume it's, like, pretty much all his paintings. And that looks really cool. I might have to steal that from my parents.
Yeah, Goodreads keeps suggesting that to me for some reason. And I was like, I do want to look at that book, but I don't know. Maybe I'll buy it someday. You should tell me if it's good.
But I wonder if my parents have also had Goodreads suggesting it to them, and that's why they got it, because they also use Goodreads.
But I love Van Gogh's art, And I find him interesting as an artist, like as a person. And I've seen a lot of paintings by him, but it's like, I went to the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, so that has a ton of his paintings. But then his paintings are at like so many different museums. I feel like I've seen them everywhere. It's just amazing how much work he put out into the world. Because I'm sure I haven't seen it all, but I've seen a lot. But I really enjoy his work. And I feel like he had different styles throughout his life. So it's interesting to see that progression. And he also didn't live that long. So also impressive how much work he was able to do, given that his life was not as long as it could have been. That's cool. Have to check it out someday. I don't know if it's available in our library system or not. I'll have to check that out. That would be a big one to get brought in, the bins.
Yeah.
But I can talk about a couple books I've been reading. So one is similar to what you were talking about, is a book that's sort of like, seems like it's kind of like a coffee table style book, in that it has like short essays with illustrations, that most of them are like one page essay, one page illustration. I'm not sure if they all are, but I think maybe they all are. But anyways, the book is called Illustrated Black History. And it says Honoring the Iconic and the Unseen. It's by George McCallum. And so he originally set off during Black History Month to do an illustration per day of the month. And it was a leap year when he started. So 29 days of illustrations of important Black people from history. And I'm not sure when he decided to expand that, because there's definitely more than 29 in this book. But he has an essay about each person and like a nice picture. Some of them are slightly different styles, the illustrations. Oh, here's one that has a longer essay. James Baldwin got a few pages and two illustrations.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it's an interesting assortment of people. I'm just reading it front to back. You could just skip around, but I decided I'd read start to back. So it starts with, and it's in alphabetical order. So we've got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who is an athlete, author, and public speaker. Cato Alexander, who was a mixologist, apparently the person that coined the term cocktail. Jordan Anderson, who is a rebel. Madeline Anderson, who is a producer, documentarian, and director. Maya Angelou, a poet, author, activist, and professor. Amy Ashwood Garvey, activist. Augusta Braxton Baker, who was a librarian and teacher. I love those librarians, you know. And James Baldwin, author, essayist, and scholar. That's just the first page of the table of contents. So it goes on through the alphabet. Let's see, it goes up to Bradford Young. We don't have any Z's, but yeah, it's an interesting book, and I like the short form of like the essay and the illustration, where it's like you get a taste of someone without having to read a full-on biography about them.
Yeah.
So you get to learn about a lot of different people and some of the important aspects of their life or interesting things, some interesting quotes from them. So I really like this book. I picked it up at an event last weekend that was held at the Fisher Center at Bard, that was hosted by the Eleanor Roosevelt Valkill Center. And they had a new award that they were giving out that was the Award for Bravery in Literature Award. And so it centered on celebrating authors whose works have been challenged in recent years and who, you know, stand up for the right to read. So there was a Lifetime Achievement Award for Judy Blume.
Judy Blume was like the one author I never actually read that I feel like everyone else in the world has read as a child.
Yeah, I actually don't know if I read her as a child. I definitely knew about her books as a child. And I think my sister read her books. But I don't think I read her until I was an adult. I think I read Blubber, Are You There, God, Margaret? Or sorry, Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret. Sorry, messed up that title. As an adult. Have I read any others? Can't remember. But going to this award ceremony and hearing her speak made me want to read every single book she's ever written. So I might have to do that. But So she won the Lifetime Achievement Award. And then the other honorees were Laurie Halse Anderson for Shout, Mike Corrado for Flamer, Alex Gino for Melissa, George M. Johnson for All Boys Aren't Blue, Maya Kobabe for Gender Queer, and Jelani Memory for A Kid's Book About Racism. And then they received their honor and got to say something. And then Emily Drabinski, who is the American Library Association president currently, led a discussion amongst them. And it was very moving and inspiring. And it made me want to read everybody's books if I haven't yet. I've read some of their books. But the connection with this book is that George McCallman, I think I said his name wrong before, George McCallman designed the logo for the awards. So Oblong Books was at the event selling books from the involved artists, authors. So I picked this book up there because it looked really nice. But anyways, that's one of the things I've been reading. I also recently finished a really good book called We Still Belong, which is by Christine Day. And it is a middle grade chapter book about a young woman named Wesley, who's a descendant of the Upper Skagit tribe. But because of blood quantum laws, she's not enrolled in the tribe, but her mom and her grandfather are who she lives with. She also lives with her aunt and her cousin. But the story centers around Indigenous Peoples Day, and Wesley has written a poem for Indigenous Peoples Day to be published in the school paper. And generally, her teacher, if you're published in the paper, lets you read in the class. And for some reason, her teacher doesn't have her read and expresses like disappointment in the poem. And that's part of the story about her like being like, well, why didn't this speak to the teacher? It speaks to me. But it's really, it's hard to describe this book because so much of it is about her development as like just a character. Like she's who she is as a person. She's a gamer, she's a daughter, she's a cousin, she's a granddaughter, she's a friend. You get to see her making new friends at school. She has a crush that she wants to ask out to the Tolo, which is like a Sadie Hawkins dance where the women ask the girls ask the boys to the dance. So she has a crush. So some of the stories around that. So it's not all around Indigenous Peoples Day, but that's like that's part of the story is around her connection to her tribe or who she connects to as her tribe, even though she's not technically enrolled, and sort of the difference in response from her teacher who doesn't have her read her poem in class compared to a teacher who she connects with at a powwow. And I feel like I'm doing a horrible job explaining this book. And I feel like the book cover description, I don't feel like really covers the book that well either. So it's hard to share this one, but I hope people will read it because it is really good. I really enjoyed it. It's not too long of a book. So if somebody isn't into like the big, big books, this would be a good one to read as well.
That's the worst when you read a book and you know that the written description doesn't do it justice and you try to explain it to someone.
Well, it makes sense that it doesn't do it justice because I couldn't figure out how to describe the book either, but it's like it's kind of like a short period of time in this girl's life that includes Indigenous Peoples Day and Indigenous identity and exploring that and a crush and new friendships and like so there's a lot going on in there, but not it's done in a really nice way. It's just hard to explain in a way that is like a short here's why you should read it, but you should read it, so do it. But anyway, so that's We Still Belong by Christine Day. It recently won some awards. I don't remember the awards, and I'm not gonna take the time on the radio to look them up, but it won some awards at the recent American Library Association Youth Meeting.